Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I can't live without my smartphone, but I know that there are cases where I definitely need to turn it off. I find it horrible when people look at their smartphones while eating out with friends or during family dinners. There is nothing that could be so urgent that would make you ignore your friends or relatives. These moments are a great occasion to have a proper conversation with your nearest and dearest, and I'm sure the updates in your social media can wait.
Speaker B.
I think people today do not often pay attention to proper mobile etiquette, and this upsets me. Every time I'm on a bus, I hear many people talking on their phones with their friends or relatives, and forgetting that there are many people around who can overhear their conversations. First of all, that can be dangerous, since some bad people can learn something personal about you. Secondly, you may talk too loudly, and that can irritate other passengers.
Speaker C. We are not allowed to use mobile phones at school, and it drives me mad. I want to keep in touch with my friends and parents at all times. I don't want to miss any important calls, messages, or news when I'm in school. At the very least, students should be allowed to use their phones during breaks. But no, they think it will distract us from our studies. Mobiles were invented so that people could have them on hand at all times. So, why can't we have them and use them at school? Speaker D.
Many of my classmates don't switch off their mobile phones before lessons. It's so annoying, especially if we are writing a test and I need to concentrate on my tasks, and then someone's phone starts ringing. Besides, teachers can't be sure that such students are not using their mobiles for cheating, so it's simply not fair to others. My parents are of the same opinion. My father hates it when somebody's phone rings during an important business meeting.
Speaker E. Nowadays, everybody has a mobile phone, and it's a great way to keep in touch with people. But mobiles have created an impression that anybody can phone anybody anytime about anything. I can't stand it when people phone me early in the morning or late in the evening just for a chat. I think if someone needs to talk, they can just agree to meet and discuss things face to face. How can we discuss serious matters without seeing the other person's eyes? Speaker F.
I've read on the internet that many road accidents happen because of mobile phones. Some people have a bad habit of talking on the phone while driving, and others do it while walking across the road. And both habits can lead to a disaster. And if you talk on your phone while paying for your shopping, you can make a costly mistake. Besides, mobiles may be unsafe in terms of health, as there are studies which connect mobiles to some illnesses.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I can't live without my smartphone, but I know that there are cases where I definitely need to turn it off. I find it horrible when people look at their smartphones while eating out with friends or during family dinners. There is nothing that could be so urgent that would make you ignore your friends or relatives. These moments are a great occasion to have a proper conversation with your nearest and dearest, and I'm sure the updates in your social media can wait.
Speaker B.
I think people today do not often pay attention to proper mobile etiquette, and this upsets me. Every time I'm on a bus, I hear many people talking on their phones with their friends or relatives, and forgetting that there are many people around who can overhear their conversations. First of all, that can be dangerous, since some bad people can learn something personal about you. Secondly, you may talk too loudly, and that can irritate other passengers.
Speaker C. We are not allowed to use mobile phones at school, and it drives me mad. I want to keep in touch with my friends and parents at all times. I don't want to miss any important calls, messages, or news when I'm in school. At the very least, students should be allowed to use their phones during breaks. But no, they think it will distract us from our studies. Mobiles were invented so that people could have them on hand at all times. So, why can't we have them and use them at school? Speaker D.
Many of my classmates don't switch off their mobile phones before lessons. It's so annoying, especially if we are writing a test and I need to concentrate on my tasks, and then someone's phone starts ringing. Besides, teachers can't be sure that such students are not using their mobiles for cheating, so it's simply not fair to others. My parents are of the same opinion. My father hates it when somebody's phone rings during an important business meeting.
Speaker E. Nowadays, everybody has a mobile phone, and it's a great way to keep in touch with people. But mobiles have created an impression that anybody can phone anybody anytime about anything. I can't stand it when people phone me early in the morning or late in the evening just for a chat. I think if someone needs to talk, they can just agree to meet and discuss things face to face. How can we discuss serious matters without seeing the other person's eyes? Speaker F.
I've read on the internet that many road accidents happen because of mobile phones. Some people have a bad habit of talking on the phone while driving, and others do it while walking across the road. And both habits can lead to a disaster. And if you talk on your phone while paying for your shopping, you can make a costly mistake. Besides, mobiles may be unsafe in terms of health, as there are studies which connect mobiles to some illnesses.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.